Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. Today is Thursday, December 22nd, and my name is Amy Hirsch. During this season, we'll be reading passages of scripture and devotional thoughts from our Advent devotional guide titled, Dwell, God with Us. Today, I'll be reading Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 40, and after I read our passage, I'll share some devotional thoughts on the passage. Beginning in Luke chapter 2, verse 22. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him, Jesus, to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought him in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. The child's mother and father marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped day and night, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Israel. When Mary and Joseph had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. Today's devotion is titled Present with One Another. Have you ever been on a trip somewhere and ran into someone from home and wondered, what are the odds? We must have been in just the right place and at just the right time to cross paths. Today's passage reminds me of such scenarios. As Jesus is brought to the temple for his dedication, because Mary and Joseph were faithful Israelites following God's commands, in just the right place and at just the right time, the family crosses paths in the temple, which was quite large, with Anna and Simeon, who had been waiting to see God's salvation. They offer blessings to Jesus, recognizing him as the salvation God has prepared for his people and as a light to the Gentiles. Mary and Joseph marveled at what was said about Jesus. Now you might think, didn't they know their son was special from the circumstances surrounding his conception, from Gabriel's announcement, from the angels and shepherds that showed up to worship him on that first Christmas night? But there is a sense throughout the Gospels of this unveiling of Christ's mission that he would come not only to save his people, but to be a light to the Gentiles. But I also think Mary and Joseph marveled the words because they needed to hear them. Here is a couple who never expected to have a child in this way, and yet now they are the parents, the Savior of the world. And in the providence and the power of God, the Holy Spirit led Simeon and Anna to encounter the Holy Family in the temple at just the right time, to make these beautiful declarations about Jesus, yes, but also perhaps to encourage his parents. As I think about this passage, there's so much you could unpack. Consider the significance of Jesus being brought to the temple. The temple was once a symbol of God being present with his people. And now here again, God has entered into the temple in flesh through his son, Jesus. But we also see the power of personal presence. Anna and Simeon were there with Mary, Joseph, and Jesus because the Spirit led them to the right place at the right time to declare truth and to encourage Mary and Joseph. In many ways, their presence in the temple helps instruct us about the importance of being present with one another. When the church gathers, we come together to worship God, to encourage one another, and to remind each other of what is really true, that our hope is in the Lord who is with us. And so as you come to worship in the coming days, ask God to help you sense the Holy Spirit's guidance, because you never know who God might bring into your path in just the right place and at just the right time, so that you might encourage them and remind them of the hope of the gospel. Would you pray with me? God, we thank you for the gift of presence. First, that you are presence with us, that you have sent the Holy Spirit to live among us, and that you promise us you are with us. And we thank you for the gift of presence of one another, that we don't live as islands who are isolated and who are alone, but that we are a family of faith, that we have brothers and sisters who surround us to encourage us, to speak the truth in love about sin, and who remind us of the hope of the gospel when we have lost sight of what is really true. Would you help us to value being present with one another? And Lord, we pray that in our worship, in our fellowship, in our time together as a body of believers, that you might give us a conviction about the importance of being present, not just for the sake of attendance numbers, but for the sake of encouraging the saints around us. We thank you for the gift of one another, that we live in community and that we don't walk this Christian road of discipleship alone, but that we have each other. We pray all this in your name.